So why should our takes be any different?
Road rage.
Road rage.
Where we don't want to hear it if it's not a little spicy.
Listen live from 3 to 7
every day on The Roar.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We are back, Ramona, and we're going to have a special shout out and thanks to Jason for effectively killing our joy and killing off that segment. And Jason, now that you have a little time, go look up the concept of the greater good.
It's a greater good.
It's a show theme, Jason. It's a show theme. Dexter, by the way, Jason's back in and says, oh, no, I hit the hard break like Mike. Oh, yeah, there was a little bit of that. Another texter, Jeff, says that he thinks things are actually getting more even, not less. I sort of think we are moving in that direction. You know, I mean, think about this. I mean, think about, this is actually a good point by Jeff, because think about historically speaking, all right, where the SEC dominated everything, the SEC dominance, the SEC money, all that stuff. Well, it's all spread out now all over the country, and we've seen that. And it's going to be more true in expanded playoff because it lets more people in. And that just further evens the playing field. I think Jeff is right. I think we are moving in the right direction. The ultimate right direction will be achieved, I think, if we get some resolution from Congress. And maybe we will and maybe we won't. But I think in general, you know, I mean, again, Indiana is the defending national champion. They went 16-0. And Ole Miss and Texas Tech were in the mix. And all those teams started 20 or below in the polls before the season began. So, yeah. Texter said, LSU won't have time to gel. When is Clemson going to gel? Teams are in the same boat. We don't have as many, but we have, and the talent is lesser at Clemson on paper. Well, you know, again, I think that LSU adding 45 guys to their mix is problem from a standpoint of being able to integrate those guys. I think it even relates to the quarterback position, where, again, Leavitt did not participate in the spring. He was having screws taken out of his foot in the spring. And like I said, there's a podcast guy who covers LSU whose name escapes me right now, but he does a pretty good job. Trey, you're coming right up, Trey. Trey, get right back in, because you're next. So get back in. I apologize for not remembering this guy's name, but he said that that he thinks Leavitt has done a good job learning the offense, and that he should have it down by the time we get to game 3 or 4. Well, Clemson is playing LSU before then. So if he's right about that, that doesn't help. It Texas said, is Clemson's talent lesser or is their depth lesser? I think you're right. I think it's more a depth issue than it is the frontline talent. And it's really only going to be the frontline talent that plays, especially in a game at the start of the year. So I don't think depth should decide it. I expect a competitive game. I've said this all along, and I still think that's what we're getting. If you ask me to pick a side, I think LSU will probably win. But if it's like I think it's going to be, and it's 24-21, 27-21, then anything can happen. Then one mistake can flip that thing either way. Trey, I appreciate you hanging in there, Trey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Trey.
Hey, I was thinking about something regarding Clemson football. Say Vezina, you know, ends up being, you know, a little bit better than Cade, and say he has a pretty good year, right? Mm-hmm. Like, nothing crazy, but, yeah, you know, a really good, say like a, you know, a good year, Clemson goes 9-3,
yeah,
or whatever, right? He decides to come back,
yeah,
next year. So how much, and I know Dabo preaches, you know, day by day, but how much consideration are you thinking for Tate Reynolds' future on deciding on who plays quarterback?
Yeah, you know, this is a really good question, Trey, and I've had that same thought. What happens if Christopher Vezina does play pretty well, decides, yeah, to come back, but now you have a Tate Reynolds who's a year more mature, a year more ready, and clearly ready to play. Yeah. How do you handle that? Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't think there's a good answer to that.
yeah.
So I think only time will tell on that front. But you know, I'll stick with what I said the other day. If the staff was convinced that they were completely even, that all things considered, yep, the two players are even, then you 100% yep, play the younger guy, because you're talking about moving forward. You just, there's no reason to play the older guy.
Yep.
If they're even, the younger guy is leaving. He's pulling ahead. That's just the way it is.
And so what I'm worried, and I 100% agree from a coach's standpoint, but what I'm worried about is if that's the case scenario with the Clemson coaches, then why didn't Vezina play for the rest of the year after the SMU game?
I think they still maybe believed in something that might not have been true, you know, and that's what, yeah, they were still thinking about Cade Klubnik and what he was or what he wasn't. And as a part, yeah, of that, they were probably still thinking about, well, I mean, I think Dabo Swinney wanted to make sure that they got over that 500 mark and that they finished with the, yeah, winning record, and that, and you do have a responsibility to the rest of the players on the team to try and, yep, and still win the games, even if your original goals,
yeah,
were not quite achieved. So I think that was a part of it. But quite honestly, from my standpoint, I thought it was disappointing that we did not see more of Christopher Vezina. I don't really understand the failure to utilize him against Penn State.
Yep. And I have one last question for you, and this is regarding South Carolina and Beamer being brought up on the hot seat. It was maybe about an hour ago in the show. Do you think that, okay, with South Carolina being in the SEC, right,
yep,
and being a low mid tier historically SEC team, some can maybe even argue low tier. What do you think South Carolina fans are searching for when it comes to a coach and when you clearly are just so far behind in talent and program tradition and all these other, like are South Carolina fans really expecting, and I know Shane Beamer, it probably wasn't the smartest thing for him to get on national television and promise,
yeah,
you know, a bunch of angry Carolina fans that they're going to make it a playoffs next year. But what can South Carolina, South Carolina fans, can they really expect Shane Beamer to win 10 games this year or 9 games this year with their schedule and who they have to play on a consistent basis? Like, I just, you know, do you think that is an unrealistic expectation? And then also, who are you going to hire? I'm not even a Shane Beamer fan, but, like, who are you going to hire right now that is going to come in and be able to change this South Carolina program that has never won a championship? Like,
yeah,
you know, other than, I guess, their quote-unquote 69 or whatever. But,
yeah,
I mean, what has to happen? And is it an unfair expectation for Shane Beamer to, you know, to win 9 or 10 games on a year-in, year-out basis with the situation that he's in?
Yeah, those are all really good questions, Trey. I'll try and answer them for you off air. That's an excellent job.
Yep.
Continue to call. Thank you, Trey. See, I think these are all sort of fascinating questions about the situation South Carolina is in. And it relates to their entire history. In other words, what really is possible in Columbia? Now, the thing is, there are outliers, okay? There's what Bill Snyder did at Kansas State in complete defiance of the entire history of the program. There is what Cignetti just did at Indiana in complete defiance in the entire history of the program. There's what Spurrier did once upon a time at Duke, and even what Spurrier did at South Carolina. So there is reason to have optimism if you find the right guy. The question is, what's the degree of difficulty in finding the right guy? And I think that's the real problem. In other words, for Kansas State to get to Bill Snyder, go look at the list of nobodies that existed before him. You know, and that's sort of South Carolina's issue. You've got to find somebody who can basically defy the history. I don't know what I don't know if you polled South Carolina fans what their expectation level is. I don't know what it is. I mean, I think what you hope for if you're a South Carolina, to my way of thinking, is you hope to make a bowl game each year as a 6-win or more team. And then you hope to have an occasional outlier season where you produce a 10-win season. Something of that sort. I think that's a reasonable expectation. I mean, remember a couple years ago, they nearly made the playoff. They were in the conversation to make the playoff. So I think it's possible. I think the dilemma for Shane Beamer right now is there's just way too much up and down. You know, there hasn't been any consistency. There have been some good wins. There have been some good wins against Clemson and others. Without question. But there have been some low lows, too. And somehow, if he's going to survive and go on to be that guy. Because remember, when he was hired, there were a lot of people from a South Carolina standpoint were saying South Carolina got their Dabo Swinney. Now, there were a lot of South Carolina fans who thought Will Muschamp was going to be the guy. I never believed that. I never believed that part for one second. I didn't believe in Shane Beamer either, and I'm still not sure I do, but I think he's better than Will Muschamp because, you know, at least he keeps a happy face, a smiley face on the program, whereas, you know, under Muschamp, things were getting dark. it was not a good look. So if it isn't Shane Beamer, do I think there's somebody out there who can turn things around? I do. Probably more than one person. But I still think it's a difficult proposition. I still think there's the support structure seems there. But you got to give people a reason to be excited. So it's almost like the chicken egg thing. But you've got to find a guy who can get the fan base excited and deliver on the promise. Deliver on the promise enough to build it further. And I think there's certainly somebody out there like that. You know, is it a maybe a Rhett Lashley type, a Jeff Brohm type, maybe somebody of that sort? Those type of names. Now, SMU probably has more money than God, so you might not be able to get Rhett Lashley, but that would be the kind of guy I would be looking for. If this thing does not work, I would be looking for a Rhett Lashley, a Jeff Brohm, somebody who's a proven bright offensive mind who has done it in one or more locations, as opposed to Shane Beamer. Quite frankly, I mean, the reality is his own family didn't want to hire him. I mean, there was no real track record, hence the comparisons to Dabo Swinney. But I think, you know, while there might have been some superficial comparisons to be made, the meat and potatoes of it doesn't seem to be there. All right, we have lots to get to. We haven't even started our win totals yet, so we'll get to that on the other side. You can get in, 654-7627.
Food, fun, and a whole lot of football.
The Roar's 2026 Bud Light College Football Kickoff Show will be live from Southern Weaving Food Hall in Easley, August 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. Come out and meet all your favorite hosts and producers. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sizzling scores all summer long.
And he makes the catch!
The Roar.
Discover the transformation your home deserves with...
Deshaun Stribling is a guy I have spoken about forever. I keep trying to convince people on every single level that somebody needs to take this guy. I don't know why I need to convince them of that. Again, he was in the portal available for college football teams, and they had him ranked like 500th, and I couldn't understand it. I watched every game he played at Oklahoma State. He was the one good thing they had. He was averaging 20 yards a catch. He's a 6'2", 220-pound receiver with great long speed and good hands. I never understood how he was ranked as low as he was in the portal. I said this repeatedly. Somebody finally took him, and that was the thing to do. And now, you know, again, at draft time, I advised the same thing, and the 49ers wind up with Stribling, and he looks like a young star. I don't know. His rankings in the portal, I never understood at all. Anyway, let me tell you about Jeannie Mahaffey. She's the absolute best. Salt of the earth woman who is the source you need as you age into Medicare. Jeannie Mahaffey, insurance for seniors and disabled. Their service comes at no cost to you. It's only going to benefit you. They service their Medicare customers after the sale. They believe in customer service. They return all your calls. They want to help you enroll in the plan that best suits your needs. They represent all the biggest companies. They're not going to push you towards anything for their benefit. They are going to find the right plan for you. They're always available to discuss any of your needs at any time. They're unbelievably accommodating. If they don't know the answer to your question, which seems unlikely, they'll find the right answer, not just any answer. That's the dedication of Jeannie Mahaffey and her staff. Look, the reality is there are a whole bunch of scoundrels in this industry. And quite honestly, Gary had started to warn about this before his death. And if you're aging into Medicare, you already know this. These people are probably hammering you on the phones. That's not even legal. In any case, Jeannie Mahaffey, insurance for seniors and disabled. They enjoy helping Medicare customers. Medicare is the only thing they do. You can reach Jeannie and her incredible staff at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, we have to get to these win totals. We obviously are not going to get to the best individual seasons in college football history today. That ship has already sailed. But we are going to get to these win totals, and we're going to do that right now. And I want to go over the spread picks, too, so we'll see if we have time for that. All right, Ramona, so we've given out a number of win total plays. They were all, you know, most of them were months ago, and a couple of them were more recent. All right, we're picking up from here, Ramona. The next one on my list, these are all brand new. No, I've not given out any of these previous to this. I've not written these anywhere. These are all brand new. I have ranked some of these teams, and that's what we're going by, okay? Are you with me, producer Ramona? Is this thing working?
Okay. You're just going to say them?
Yeah. I'm going Minnesota over 5.5 for -160. And it's another double up. I'm going Minnesota over 6.5 for +130. I really like this Minnesota team. I think you have two talented running backs who are hammers. I think you have a potential round one NFL quarterback in Drake Lindsey, and I think they have a convenient schedule. I think Minnesota's like a 9-1 football team, and I think they're going to sail over these numbers, and I'm collecting both of these. So write it down, degenerates. I love this play. on Minnesota. I have them ranked in my top 20. Where do I have them on, 19?
Here, let me get that. Why do you think I'm doing over here?
Ramona Odorni.
18. I'm writing down over and under totals. I don't have
I didn't expect that. I expect that you're talented enough that you can do two things at once.
I can do two things, but looking at two screens at once, okay. I can't.
Okay. So two plays on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. My next play is Southern Cal over 8.5 at plus 115. Okay. There is a little bit of dilemma with this one.
And plus what?
Plus 115. Are we troubling you?
A little bit.
Yeah. USC over 8.5 plus 115. The dilemma is, and I don't remember the order, but Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon in a six-game stretch, and you have to go play at Penn State, and you have to play Washington. That's just absolutely ridiculous. So here's the defense of this. I fully acknowledge that if they lose those three games, clearing the 8.5 means you have to win all the other nine. The thing is, I actually think they are capable of that. I think this is Riley's best team, and I think it's conceivable that he steals one of those games. One of the big three, if you will. Don't know which one, but one of the two home games. I think it's conceivable. So because I think this team is actually a playoff team, I'm going to go with the talent, and I'm going to say USC goes over 8.5 at plus 115. All right, the next one on my list, Ramona, is right here. I'm going Clemson over 7.5 at minus 140. I have Clemson winning nine games. My belief as of today is that the worst that they're likely to go is 8-4. I acknowledge that the floor is probably 6-6, but I don't think that's happening. I think this is an 8-4, 9-3 type football team. Now, I acknowledge there are a lot of things that we don't know yet. And you know, this could all go sideways if the LSU thing goes really badly. Morgan Thomas, as he keeps throwing out there. But I think that Clemson is better than 7.5. I just do. I don't see this team going worse than 8-4 with that schedule. So I'm going Clemson over 7.5 at minus 140. Two plays on the next team. I'm going Brigham Young, BYU, over 8.5 at minus 150. And then I'm coming back and going Brigham Young over 9.5 at plus 180. Because I think they're playing for the championship, and I think they could win it. I mean, now, again, these are regular season numbers, just to be clear. Championship games don't count. But they don't play Texas Tech during the regular season. And so I don't know who else in that league is capable of beating them. They do have the game at Utah, and I know they're a slight underdog, but I still favor them in that game. I think this combination of Bachmeier and L.J. Martin in the backfield is going to be a big problem for teams. And all this team does is win. I mean, I think they're more like an 11-1 team. So I think they're going to clear both of these hurdles, both of these numbers. And so I'm going to collect both of these deals. I'm going to go over 8.5 at minus 150. And I'm coming back and doubling down on it. And I'm going over 9.5 because of the money value at plus 180. Because I still think they're clearing that. I think they're clearing both of those
Say
things.
Say and a half.
No.
Not 0.5. I want a half.
No.
That's how I'm writing it.
You can write it any way you want, but I
say it correctly.
Yeah, I am saying it correctly. You want me to do it incorrectly, you big dummy.
You're not.
The next play is Texas over 9.5 at plus 120. I'm getting Texas over 9.5 at plus money, which is really interesting to me because I think they're the one team from the SEC that could actually win the championship. I don't think anybody else can. I don't think Gunnar Stockton's talented enough to win the national title. I think he can get you close, but I don't think he's talented enough to win the actual game. And I don't think Georgia's good enough to win. I don't want to say with a quarterback game manager because I think Stockton's more than that. I think he's an intangible guy, but I just think Texas, and I know their schedule is challenging, but I just think that they're a team that's going to contend for the national title. I believe I have them number two in my national poll, which would require Ramona to go to a different screen, and we all know how difficult that is. So
you have them at two.
Oh, I have them at two.
Well, I have my spread picks up because you're like, oh, we're going to go over the spread picks, and okay. Now we're not going over the spread picks.
Well, so we're going
to
get
now the list is up.
Yeah, okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the spread picks. We'll probably do that next, and then you'll have a new problem. Texas. So Texas over 9.5 at plus money, plus 120. Next up, I'm going Vanderbilt over 5.5. I think you may have the most talented young quarterback in the entire country. I think Clark Lea has proven his value as a head coach. He's saying that, yeah, they may be missing some frontline star power, but that this is the deepest team he's had. That's good enough for me. I mean, this team won 11 games last year. There were a lot of criticisms of Diego Pavia last season. And so now we're going to act like he was the only reason Vanderbilt succeeded? I don't know how those two things work, but I'm taking Vandy over 5.5 minus 130. I think at the very least they're going to bowl game. I think they're more like a 7-5 team. I think that's where they sort of fall for me. So I'm
Pavia's going to be mad at you.
Yes, yeah, but he's short and fat, so we don't care. Now
he's fat now too.
Well, yeah, they could bring the Pavia gang, the Pavia clan.
Yeah,
but it's a gang of short people.
They'll rock your car.
That's right. The next one, I'm taking South Florida under 8.5 minus 146. Why? Well, because there is no South Florida. Their whole team moved to Auburn. So I don't know how they bounce back immediately with so many people deserting to Auburn. So I'm going to go under 8.5 with South Florida at minus 146. I am going Boise State over 8.5 at plus 150. I don't understand this one at all. I don't understand the plus money here at 8.5. I know they play Oregon. Who else are they losing to? I don't see it. I think that they're like an 11-1 team, and I think they're going to be the effective lower entry into the playoff. I just think that's coming. So that's my other playoff team. And I think they're like an 11-1 team. They lose to Oregon. They win all the others. They have one of the best backfields in America. And they have a mature, experienced quarterback. It wasn't great last year, but both those running backs are. I don't understand this number. I don't understand really any part of it. I don't understand the 8.5. I don't understand the plus money, and I especially don't understand the plus 150. But if Vegas is going to give out money, I will take it. Boise State over 8.5 plus 150. Give me some of that.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 26th.
Spring with high school football, is it not?
It is.
Is it easily at Pickens? Is that?
Yes, that's right.
Easily at Pickens with our own Sam Jones and with?
Grayson Mann,
who will do an excellent job without question. So that's a nice combination right there. Sam Jones and Grayson Mann coming to you tonight. Two young talents. So it can't get better than that. So stay tuned because that's coming right up. So high school football here. All right, we have miles to go, Ramona, before we get out of here. So we were at, I just given out Boise State, right?
Yes.
All right. The next one is I'm going Navy over 8.5 plus 144. Navy just knows how to win, and I just think they'll find a way to win more than
what 144?
Yeah, plus 144. Plus 144. So if I hit this, I'm going to collect big. So a Navy over 8.5 plus 144. I'm sticking with the Service Academy. Actually, I want to check this number. Let me check this number. Well, let's see. Why am I looking at? Okay, here it is. Well, Air Force, I have three choices. Over 5.5 at minus 340, over 6.5 at minus 180, over 7.5 at plus 120. That's a massive difference. I'm going to take the over 7.5 at plus 120. I just think Air Force is going to be an 8-win plus team this year. I think they're back. I think they have the dual threat quarterback. And I think it's the year that Troy Calhoun and Air Force bounces back. So I'm going over 7.5 at plus 120. I'm taking Louisville, Ramona, over 8.5 at plus 124. I think they're a 9-win team. If they beat Ole Miss, they're going to be a 10-win team or more. So that's a tough game early, but I still think – I think this team has the best running back room in America, and – I think they have a competent quarterback. And
plus 124?
Yeah, over 8.5 at plus 124. And then I have just a couple left. I'm taking Hawaii, Ramona, over 7.5 at plus 120. And I'm taking Western Michigan over 7.5 at plus 125, and
wait a minute. Who is Michigan? Say the Michigan again. You better slow it down, buddy.
Western Michigan,
yeah,
over 7.5,
okay,
at plus 125.
Okay.
And Western Michigan over 8.5 at plus 265. Yeah, give me some of that. I'm going to collect big time on Western Michigan. Big time.
Okay.
All right. So you want to try and read them back?
No. Oh, you want me to read them back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're done?
Yeah, done.
Oh, okay, I'll read them back.
Yeah.
Minnesota over 5.5 minus 160, and over 5.5 plus 130.
No.
What?
Over 6.5 plus 130.
I mean 6.5.
Yeah.
That's what I got. I got 6.5.
Yeah.
I'll do like you. Can you see this paper miles away?
You might want to read them the way that you have them.
Minnesota over 5.5 minus 160 and 6.5 plus 130.
Yes.
USC over 8.5 plus 115.
Yes.
Clemson over 7.5 minus 140.
Let's go.
BYU over 8.5 minus 150 and over 9.5 plus 180.
Yes.
Texas over 9.5 plus 120.
Yep.
Vandy over 5.5 minus 130. South Florida under 8.5 minus 146. Boise State over 8.5 plus 150. Navy over 8.5 plus 144. Air Force over 7.5 plus 120. Louisville over 8.5 plus 124. Hawaii over 7.5 plus 120. Western Michigan over 7.5 plus 125. And over 8.5 plus 265.
There you go. So these are all of the brand new selections, the Road Rage win total plays that we're releasing today. I've already given you probably seven or eight others that you were given a long time ago. We've covered those as well. So you've been given all of them. So how many did we add today? We added one, two, three. I'm counting ones I did twice as
13.
Two.
13. Oh, you would. God. Okay, so 13, 14, 15.
Really? That
16.
Many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. It looks like you did math correctly, Ramona. Look at John. John is like the nicest human ever. That is unbelievable. He's got the gold, Ramona. He's got the gold bars, Ramona. The gold bars are in that box. Thank you so much, John. It's unbelievably kind of you. Just ridiculously kind human being right there. Our friend John just brought us Krispy Kreme donuts. We are happy people. We are starving happy people, Ramona. We are starving happy people. We're stuffing our faces with Krispy Kreme donuts within mere minutes.
Mere minutes.
Yes. All right. So let's go to the spread picks now. Yes, this means you have to go to the other page. I know how difficult that is.
Okay.
Yes, I know how challenging that can be.
All right, your spread picks.
By the way, did you see the video that Seminole Ted posted with the dude with the cobra?
I did not.
Check that. It's from Earth Wanderer. It says, see how easily he catches a full-grown, dangerous cobra with just a PVC pipe. Okay, first of all, I just tell you, I don't really believe in any of these friggin' videos, okay? Because there are so many unknowns. Like, for example, venomous snakes can be devenomized. And every time I see one of these dudes messing around with like a cobra or something, I think to myself, yeah, that snake is probably now devoid of venom glands. And so I always wonder, is this just now a harmless cobra? But he's trying to collect in a PVC pipe. This snake is against a brick wall. Suspended itself on a rope, and he's trying to basically herd the snake into a PVC pipe, which is open on both ends. It has a curvature, and the snake will stay there because of the security that the pipe offers, and that's why once you get the snake in there, it's relatively safe, but it's still an invincibly stupid way to try and wrangle a cobra. I mean, just so remarkably dumb. So either this is another person who's just doing this for video purposes, or perhaps the snake is really not as dangerous as it might appear to people who don't know about that process. All right, so what do you have, Ramona? How many, first of all?
15.
I have 15 spread picks?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
isn't that exciting?
It's
That's
way more
exciting.
Than it's way more than I thought I had. All right.
It's exciting.
All right. Let's try and go through a few.
All right. Clemson plus 12.5 versus LSU.
Yes. And again, this line is
okay,
less.
We're never
going
to make it.
I gave this line out months ago.
Yes.
Months ago. So yes. It was actually, it might have been 13 when I gave it out, and I'm not crediting myself enough, but I have 12.5, and so do you, because you all know, listen to the show, that I gave that out months ago.
Texas.
Oh, you made it through the first one, Ramona.
Texas wins versus Ohio State in a pick 'em. FSU plus 15 versus Alabama. Louisville minus 2.5 versus SMU.
How can Alabama be favored by 15?
Texas minus 6.5.
How can Alabama be favored by...
Tennessee.
We have to pause here.
What?
How can Alabama... Well, you're not going to make it through anyway. You don't have enough time to make it through the whole list. So, yeah. So dream about donuts. And we'll have to pick this up on Monday when we reconvene.
Have time.
Yeah, so we'll get to all the spread picks on Monday, and we'll get to some of this other greatest season, individual seasons in college football history when we see you then. All right, thanks to Ramona. Thanks to all of you. Love you. See you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHDAM 15.